Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Inside the world of action, we love action here on the DJV program, and you'll have your fill of action, or at least I hope enough to compliment whatever else is going on in your life today. It's Jennifer Horn's turn, and Victoria Keelan's turn, and Jay Kirshner's turn to have the conversation with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and you, getting rid of truth decay. That's what we get the drills out and go for it. Speaking of the truth, this youngster, I wonder what young people are thinking about this doping scandal and this 15-year-old. Do you think young people are following the Olympics? Because mostly young people are involved in the Olympics. So do you know anybody, any of you who are younger, like teenagers, who have been following this? And if you do, has there been discussion about skater Kamila Valieva? What is it? Valieva, right? It's Valieva?
Yeah.
Right.
Valieva, yep.
This whole case, whatever she took, supposedly for heart problems, but it's also something that enhances your performance. So, what is, are you gonna keep looking at this?
Is that right, by the way? Because, and admittedly, I haven't been watching the Olympics so much, because for the obvious reasons, you know, with China and all that stuff, but.
Yeah. L-carnitine is part of the problem, apparently. But L-carnitine is a natural substance. I don't know what hypoxia is. But
I was just curious, though, about the heart medications, because it is odd. I mean, the whole story is weird. Is that something that people use to, and I'll use air quotes, but to dope, to give themselves a better performance? I had never heard that before.
Not L-carnitine. Well, not at all. But go ahead.
I was watching the whole coverage of this last night, because I have been following this pretty closely.
Yeah, I know.
And they broke down what the three together. So here's the thing. This is sort of the development that is really pissing a lot of people off, and myself included, is the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, they refer to it as, has said that along with the trimetazine, whatever, the TMZ, the illegal thing that she said her grandfather was taking, and that's how somehow it accidentally got into her system. Well, they came out with this new report that she's also taking L-carnitine, like Doug was mentioning. That's an oxygen-boosting performance enhancer, as well as she was taking hypoxin. And that increases oxygen flow to the heart.
Yeah.
So essentially what the WADA was saying last night is, okay, this is a cocktail. This isn't one accidental thing that she was taking that her grandfather happened to be taking. This is an intentional cocktail of heart medication
so
that she's on.
Why is she still performing? Why
that's
is she
the question.
To be there?
That's the question. They said it completely undermines her credibility, and her story now has no defense. So you can't say that are we accidentally taking everything our grandfathers have in the medicine cabinet? I mean,
yeah,
this
like
is ridiculous.
It just falls into their water,
right?
Or something.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous thing. And the fact that she wasn't taken from the facility immediately, this is so corrupt. And everyone in the entire, I mean, Johnny Weir, Tara Lipinski, I didn't realize, I hadn't followed Tara Lipinski that closely, but, you know, this girl, everyone's going, she's 15. Tara Lipinski goes, yeah, I was 15 when I won gold and I wasn't doping either. And she said, I knew what was going into my body. Like, I mean, this is, I don't know, it just feels so corrupt.
And they stayed so silent during her performance.
Mm-hmm. I should stay. What ought to be done is that the Russian should be stripped. Yeah, should be stripped. All of that Russian team stripped completely of any medals that they win. All of them.
Well, and the thing that's really annoying is now we know, okay, fine, this girl has no credibility. Her story has, her mother is the one who's peddling this story about the grandfather. So clearly the adults around her are involved. Maybe she knew what she was taking. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was told it was vitamins. I don't know. But the fact that the rest of her story has crumbled, and now they're still pursuing this. If she lands on the podium, there will be no medal ceremony. So other teams and countries are still being punished, and she's not being punished at all.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
What's this do for the whole, she was the first woman in ice skating to land that quadruple jump?
Right.
So does that take away from the fact that that happened, or?
Well she's been taking this stuff all along is another question. Is that how she got the ability to do what she's done? Because she's had this, I take L-carnitine all the time because it's good for my heart, it's good for circulation, all of that stuff. But I'm not jumping over barrels or whatever.
Well, L-carnitine is not a banned substance, neither is hypoxin, but when you mix it with that TMZ, then it becomes... It's a banned substance for a reason. I don't know what benefits it has, but Ken Kronhaus, maybe our cardiologist could tell us. I don't know what that specific drug can do, but clearly they think it does something because they cocktailed it with two others.
Yep.
We just buried the best part of the whole day, though. Doug saying, I take that supplement, but I'm not jumping over barrels or anything.
Jumping over cows and not barrels.
Good to know.
Thank you. All right, so let's see what else. Excuse me.
Then you want to hear the next controversy?
Yeah.
I've never been more, like, just... I mean, I'm watching because I want to support the American team, but yeah. I've never been more disgusted with any type of organized event. So now the next thing is Julia Marino, who's a U.S. snowboarder. She is really good. She helped the U.S. team, basically she carried the U.S. team on her back, gave us a silver medal in the slope style. Her snowboard is made by Prada, the fashion company. And so she's been a Prada athlete for a while now. That's her official sponsor.
Prada wasn't there a movie about the
Devil Wears
Prada?
Yeah. It's about the fashion brand. So anyway, so that's her sponsor. And so after she wins silver, she, you know, brings the U.S. team in a big medal. She was told the other day that she has to cover up the logo on her snowboard. Because it's not, for whatever reason, they said it doesn't comply. Well, it complied when she won silver, but now apparently it's not okay. And so she was forced to take a Sharpie and color over the logo on the back of her snowboard. That, in turn, when you mess with the bottom of a snowboard like a ski, which is, you know, yeah, I mean, it has, you know, it has the wax on it and everything. It's a hard surface. So in practice, because she was distracted by all of this stuff going on, she didn't understand why all of a sudden her snowboard was, you know, illegal. And so she took a really bad fall and hurt her tailbone. So she had to pull out of the big air competition. So there's another American that gets knocked down. And the reason that the IOC said that they wanted her to take the logo off her snowboard is because Prada, they said, is not a company primarily in the sporting goods world. And so they said that is contrary to Olympic advertising rules. So, okay, there's Michaela Schifrin last night, who had a really bad run, the American skier. She crashed out because she's been in quarantine for 10 days. They won't let any of the skiers do practice runs, which is unheard of, but they're blaming it on COVID. And so she crashes out, and she's the defending gold champ. And there she is standing, waiting for her scores, with her hat on that says Barilla. That's pasta. So that's okay when you lose and you crash out, but when you're doing really well, then you can't use Prada because it's not sporty enough. The rules are constantly shifting. Remember the five ski jumpers that we talked about, like, in the beginning of last week?
Yes.
They all competed, and then all of a sudden the top five countries had issues with their jumpsuits. They were no longer in compliance. Something is going
on
here.
Oh, it's so simple.
Seen one Chinese or one Russian athlete suffer any consequences. It's all the other countries. The other countries are the ones being isolated. I think I'm surprised that it's this blatant. Yes.
I mean, the fact that they're starving athletes and putting them in quarantine to weaken them, and it's only the athletes, not the managers.
And taking practice runs away? That's insane.
I don't know. I don't see a surprise here. The IOC is in bed with China. China's in bed with Russia. I know I'm not an Olympic person anyway, and I don't typically watch, but I wouldn't watch because of this right now. I feel like it's just...
I haven't watched
it. I understand
it.
We're supposed to support our athletes, and I totally get it. it, and I feel bad for them. But it stinks that they're being put into this situation, and the IOC gets to run everything. They're like the World Health Organization. They're all
this
corrupt.
Isn't, if this Olympics doesn't call for a complete overhaul of the IOC, which so many countries are just livid right now at how this has been running,
I think they should be.
They should be. And maybe, maybe there'll be some real change going forward. But this is just, it's a head-scratcher.
The women in, we've got a medal count, Jay, I'm looking at the American women. They seem to be doing pretty well in the things that, despite all this other stuff, they got a lot of medals. Women have won 13 of Team USA's 17 medals in Beijing, so 13 out of 17 go to the women. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and at this point, the United States has 21 now.
Mm-hmm. What does that, how does that stack up next to everybody else?
We're in third still, under Germany and Norway, which is actually really good because normally you would also put, like, Austria and maybe Sweden ahead of us as well, and maybe even Switzerland, but to have the United States holding holding steady in third is really good. And then last night, the unfortunately, the women's hockey team lost to Canada in the final, so they took home silver.
Gold. Paying a lot of attention to this, Victoria.
Well, these are winter – I mean, snowboarding and hockey are – those are the, you know, my two favorite sports to watch. Mm-hmm. And I always like watching the figure skating too. Can't say I don't know much about the other stuff, but those are the three that I'm watching.
Yeah. Women 13 out of the 17. I think that's pretty
now
cool.
Now it's 14 medals since 14. Last night.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there we go. So what is that? We're in third out of the top 5 or 10 shape up, Jay, just out of curiosity.
Norway, Germany, United States, Sweden with 15 total medals, China with 13 total. That's the top 5.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's very frustrating. It really is.
It is.
And what I go back to the first question that I asked when we started the conversation. What are youngsters, teenagers who are following this, who are athletes, who aspire to great things? What are they going to think? They see all this cheating, and they're going to think, okay, well, I should be cheating, too. I should take this. I should take that. I can do better in wrestling. I can do better in skating. I can do better in whatever it is if I take these things, because this girl got away with it, so why can't I? And this really screws up the head and the body of the people who are, you know, what do parents say? Well, if the kids say, well, the kids in the Olympics are doing it, so why can't we? What do the coaches say? Kids in the Olympics are doing it, so why can't we?
America, you know, in America, we actually play fair and we police our own athletes. That's why Sha'Carri Richardson never made it to the Olympics. The U.S. said, no, you smoked weed and that's it.
Yeah. Well, she's not happy about all of this stuff.
She shouldn't be.
As you can imagine.
Yeah.
No, she shouldn't be. None of the people. Again, at the end of the day, it should be, we don't even participate in the end. We just walk out and all the other countries just should get together and walk away. 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area nausea, pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. Here we are. The heavy breathing continues on the DJV program with the Dougster and Jen Jen, Victoria, Jay Bird. Jay's got all of the latest.
The American Family Farmer podcast.
Alexia, cool. What happened there? Right.
See, this is what happens. What happened? You compliment Phil on the air, and then he screws something up.
Are you, is that promo playing now?
Not anymore.
Oh, I'm still supposed to be talking.
All right.
Okay, Bob Saget is still dead, and there are people who are, we learned a lot of stuff. We've, I don't know how many times we've talked about him, but we have one more page to that puzzle right after this. Push that button this time.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's get at this. The Bob Saget investigation and all the things that have come out in the last, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks about his passing away. So why? It's all out of the box now. So what good is the judge saying it's got to be kept private when everybody knows everything now?
Well, no, there's still other things. Bob Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, and his three daughters filed the lawsuit against the Orange County Sheriff and the District 9 Medical Examiner's Office to keep some of the medical records private, and the judge did approve a temporary block that...
But why would that be? What are they afraid of?
I think pictures of the autopsy, I don't think they want anything leaking, maybe, right? Or the scene when they found him in bed.
Yes, because according to the documents, it's saying that the family would just be caused more harm. Further details came out. There's no, quote-unquote, no legitimate public interest being served. Mm-hmm. So that's what the judge has decided, that, yeah, the family has a right to this. Everything
that was ghoulish. Isn't it, when you think about it, it's sort of a creepiness of wanting to see somebody, like, I remember
I would
all
never
the
want to look at that. But remember the people passing the pictures of Kobe Bryant around. And
Elvis.
And don't forget the Whitney Houston bathtub scene. Remember how
that became
right.
really huge? Yeah. This is not new, for
and
sure.
And people pay all of these big, the TMZs and the newspapers, the National Enquirer, pay big money for photos of these bodies. Again, I go back to seeing Elvis in a casket. That was, man.
Well, that's different because at least that's a public funeral, you know? Yeah. But, like, you know, aren't there pictures of him on the toilet, right? Wasn't that always a rumor?
Yeah.
That when the police showed up, that was, you know, not a crime scene, but it was, you know, they had pictures. Yeah. But I also wonder if his family is going to be suing the Ritz-Carlton at the hotel that he was staying at, because he had a fall. And maybe there are cameras that maybe he fell in a stairwell or maybe he fell in
the hallway.
Did
they say it was the headboard now again? They're going back to that story.
Mm. I don't know, yeah.
Anyway, it is kind of ghoulish. Bob, let him leave us in peace, please. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Jaguar Land Rover has announced Amazon Alexa will be available on all its new and existing vehicles, fitted with its advanced Bibi Pro infotainment system. Owners of compatible vehicles will be able to enjoy the benefits of intuitive voice-enabled experiences. The seamless integration brings the familiar Amazon Alexa experience into the vehicle and provides natural voice integration with Bibi Pro features. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
He's handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Ohio today to talk the bipartisan infrastructure law and its benefits to the American people. The president's Twitter account Wednesday announced the massive Build Back Better plan must be approved. This, as more and more polls indicate, Americans are most worried about inflation. The nonviolent peaceful protests by truckers and some Canadian citizens against the COVID-19 mandates in Canada took a turn for the worse in Parliament Wednesday when Prime Minister Trudeau called Republicans Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will, Mr. Speaker.
Canadian Parliament member Melissa Latzman fires back at Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the country moves from COVID-19 pandemic to endemic, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital calls out the Center for Disease Control for keeping some findings secret. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Well, some of the most flawed and misleading studies of the entire pandemic have come from our own CDC. The two studies on natural immunity, which went against 150 other studies showing that it's effective, the Maricopa Mass Study, the Kansas Mass Study, all of these studies would not have passed any muster in a respected medical journal. But the CDC has its own journal called MMWR, which is not subject to independent peer review. So what they do is they hoard the data. They don't release the underlying raw data to researchers around the country. And in their own time, they publish in their own journal with their own conclusions, which often are not derived from the data presented itself. So what you have is this unprecedented trend of using scientific research for political propaganda. And if I were advising the administration right now, I'd say make all the data available to the public so researchers around the country can do their own independent analysis. People just want honesty. They just want the data straight. They want honesty with their with the COVID data and the story.
The enormous underwater volcano off the coast of Tonga last month not only caused record plumes of ash into the air. According to GLD360, the ground-based global lightning detection network, the eruption triggered nearly 590,000 lightning strikes over a three-day period. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tis Thursday, February the 17th on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The thought for the moment is something that comes from a Taylor Swift song. You surprised? Actually, I'm coming back from Washington on the plane last night. I was looking at famous quotes from famous people. And so I saw this and I thought, well, the ladies will identify with this because they all know the lyric lines for most of Taylor Swift's songs. So here, this is from All Too Well, from the Red Album.
Good song. Yeah, good song.
You taught me about your past, thinking your future was me. I think that's very interesting in relationships. Think about that for a second. You taught me about your past, thinking your future was me.
That's about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I knew you'd know, all of you would know who these songs. Here's another one. We're happy, free, confused, and lonely in the best way. It's miserable and magical. Oh, yeah. Tonight's the night when we forget about the heartbreaks. It was also from Red, a song called 22.
Right.
You know that one? Huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
That's actually a very interesting song. That's from Lover.
The Man, yeah.
And, yeah, The Man. That's a really... That song is in a direct response to how Kanye was treated throughout their feud that he started with her and how he was treated so differently in the media than she was.
Kanye was going out with Taylor Swift?
They were sort of friendly-ish, and then Kanye kind of screwed her over. And then it became this whole feud. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the media, in a lot of ways, kind of decided, oh, well, Kanye's just Kanye. And then Taylor Swift's not allowed to be anything outside of, you know, Miss Prim and Proper. So it was an interesting song.
Didn't Kim even call and yell at Taylor? Wasn't there some, like, back and forth between Kim Kardashian and Taylor
Swift? Kim recorded the whole conversation that Kanye had with Taylor. Yeah, and didn't tell. It was a whole thing. I have a feeling that Kim probably regrets some things that she did under Kanye's influence. At least I would. Because it doesn't seem like, you know, that's true to who she is. But
how's she doing with Pete Davidson?
Seems to be doing just fine, but Kanye keeps getting in the way and sending her a truckload of roses on Valentine's Day. And
is he just trying to mess with Pete's head?
Well, he claims he wants his family back and all this other crap. But, you know, the thing is, like, he was just dating this girl, Julia Fox. He was dating her openly, bought her and all of her friends Birkin bags. So why is he allowed to date, but Kim's not allowed to date Pete Davidson? It's so...
Well, did you hear the story, though, about what the girl said? What's her name again that was dating
Julia
Kanye?
Fox.
Julia Fox. I guess a lot of people were going after her saying she was just an opportunist and she was with Kanye only because it was furthering her career and getting people to talk about her. And she said, quite the opposite, actually. He was begging me to talk about our relationship. He would always want her to talk about it. So I think she was probably set up to make Kim jealous, right? To get back at Kim. I know, but to get back at Kim for Pete Davidson.
But remember, before Kanye decided that he quote unquote wanted his family back, he dated Irina Shayk. They were all over the world together, and I don't think that was a fake relationship. That's Bradley Cooper's ex, Doug. She's a model. And so that's his baby mama. But yeah, I mean, they started dating. So it's just typical Kanye, you know, I mean, I know there's a mental health issue involved, and so I don't like to be too harsh about him. But also, like, Pete Davidson is also bipolar and even was on SNL when Kim and Kanye were still together and said, look, Kanye, take the meds. I take them. It's fine, you know.
So,
like, making a joke.
You made me think about, Trump is bipolar, too. So how is it that we sort of talk casually?
I don't think he's been diagnosed bipolar.
Yeah, I diagnosed him as bipolar.
Okay, Doug diagnosed
him.
Come on.
It's the same thing when people say that Joe Biden has dementia. I mean, you just can't wander around and diagnose people. I don't know.
Sure I can. Why not? That's a free country. I can die. Dr. Doug, I practice without a license
all
the time.
You can go on the Dr. Oz show and start selling fake supplements.
Okay, ladies' choice here. We'll go around the room. We have two choices. We discuss the Ukraine and Russia, or we discuss COVID. What do you want, Victoria?
Oh, God.
Which of the two?
I don't think there's anything new with either, right?
Well, that's the question.
Do you want death by firing squad, or do you want...
We need to talk about both of them, so you're going to be the arbiter.
Ukraine will be the big story, right? So let's see if there's an update on Ukraine. I have not seen anything change, but maybe you have insider info.
There is a story floating around about the Russians lying.
What a shock.
Maybe that's not new. We were talking about them withdrawing troops, or maybe withdrawing troops, yesterday, I think, at this time. And apparently that's not what they've done. In fact, they've added more. There may be 7,000 to 10,000 more combatants that are lurking around the border between Russia and Ukraine.
But see, they do this, so very much like China, and I think more than, maybe even more than ever, Vladimir Putin is using the same tactics. What matters to Putin, see, Russia has more exposure to the West and Western culture and media than China does. China's buttoned up. But right. Russia has a lot of outside exposure. And so what is really important to Vladimir Putin, and we constantly think it's his standing with the world, which is important because he's an egomaniac, but Vladimir Putin needs to maintain control over his own people. And that's why he doesn't like, what's his name, the hunger strike guy that's in jail.
Alexei Navalny.
Navalny, exactly. And so, because he's waking people up, right? He tells people stories. So the propaganda matters. So what they're saying in the West has been saying this collectively is that he's going to look for a false flag video that's going to justify an attack, which is why he's trying to say now, and this buys him more time to get organized, we're pulling back our troops. We want diplomacy. It's a psycho game of chess. And so the West has come out again collectively saying they've seen no evidence of Russian troop withdrawal, that this happens to be videos that are just being shown in Russia. And they're detailed videos of like tanks being put on trains and being sent back into Russia out of Ukraine. So it's like they're sparing no expense to try to make this look legit. But the West and NATO say that they haven't seen any meaningful drawdown from their intelligence sources. So
there are other things.
Propaganda.
Here's some propaganda for you. There is an effort, apparently, to kill an investigation into the flu before the Spanish flu. People mostly have referred to the Spanish flu as the precursor to COVID. But before there was Spanish flu, there was the Russian flu. This was in the early 1800s, and people lost the sense of smell and taste. They were exhausted all the time, and hundreds of thousands of people died in this. It was an Eastern European flu that obviously spread through Europe, but there wasn't much of it in what we call today the Western world. But it was had the same sort of indication as the Spanish flu, and the same sort of indications as what we have now. So you wonder, sort of, at least in my mind.
Those are all coronaviruses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how a coronavirus operates.
Right. Yeah, it just goes, it's kind of like Epstein-Barr in our bodies. Once you have that from mono or whatever it is, shingles, it stays in your body. It never goes away. So one wonders if this part, I'm going to ask Ken this later on, can this become part of one's DNA that gets passed along genetically from one generation to the next? If you have it, and then you have children, do they have in their bodies the same, even this dormant? It's a legitimate question. Whether there's an answer to it or not that makes any sense is another thing. But I just find it very interesting. And the Russians, for whatever the reason, try to keep it quiet. It doesn't reflect badly on them now. But at any rate, COVID stuff. U.S. deaths during the pandemic surpassed 1 million more than what would have been normal, but COVID didn't kill them all, according to a Citizens for, what is it? I call them. What's my new name for them? Confusion. Center for Disease Confusion yesterday came out with why are we studying this kind of, who cares? I don't care whether a million more people. It doesn't affect life, your life, or anybody's life.
A million more people died from it?
Yes. Well
then why are you...
But,
okay, then that's exactly kind of my point going back to 2 years ago when I said no one cared about the Spanish flu anymore.
No, that was my point.
Well,
saying that because I brought it up.
No.
Yeah.
You just said the same thing about this one.
All right. Next. I'm not going to get into an argument about that.
It's not an argument. I think it's funny that you seem to care more about the Spanish flu than the current thing that we're dealing with.
Well, because my father's mother, maybe it's because it rings a bell more with me personally. My father's mother, his aunt, and his uncle all died in the same day in 1917. So,
yeah.
And maybe looking, when I was a youngster, my father brought me to the cemetery, and I looked at the stone with all their names on it. And that is in my mind. That'll never go out as like a brand, you know, the Yellowstone brand that they stick on the people's, chest of the people that are working on their ranch. This is like that kind of an impression in my head. So, anyway. Okay. Ken brought this to my attention. Do you know what EECP is? Any or all of you?
Mm-mm.
I underwent EECP. Remember that, Jennifer, when I went through treatments for 2, 3, maybe 4 years of EECP in Los Angeles at a clinic on Wilshire. And I remember talking about it on the air, what it did for me. Ken had said that I had a little leak and a little, it's kind of a strange pulse in my heart. And so in order to fix it, you go through this EECP. And people listening who are going through this, who have gone through it, know what I'm talking about. You get onto a table and they wrap your body, your lower extremities, in a very tight wrap. And then they put you, the pulsation pushes the blood from your legs and your midsection into your upper torso, and mostly into your heart, to force the blood and the healing that goes with it into the heart, and it heals these things that are part of people's, they're certainly, because heart disease is number one killer in America, it really changes the fate of people who have some of these little things. And apparently Ken, who does research in his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, he has these EECP, these machines, these beds, and he's found out that the EECP, the treatment, has helped people who have been his patients who had long COVID become, come back to normal. I thought that was pretty interesting when you think about research in general. Much of what comes out of research isn't really what they're looking for when they start the research. It's something else. You find something else that happens with drugs, and it certainly happens with this stuff here. I thought this was fad. Maybe it doesn't ring a bell with you guys, but maybe it does with people listening who have had this, and I've had it. So, okay, next. The vaccines that we're using today, the Moderna and the Pfizer, could boost regeneration of compromised bones. That is, when you get old and your bones get brittle. You don't know about this. I hope I don't have it because I need a lot of calcium and vitamin D. But if you don't supplement to keep your bones healthy, they get very brittle. And oftentimes you hear stories of people in their 80s, 90s, they fall down, they break their hip, they break their shoulders, whatever it is, and then they go to the hospital, they get pneumonia, and they die.
Yeah, unfortunately, that happens a lot. You hear those stories all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently, according to some research that's being done now, the mRNA vaccines could, again, as a sort of contretemps, as an additional added benefit, could boost bone regeneration. Isn't that interesting?
Think
about it. Yeah. All right, lots of interesting things going on. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put her in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
F53, past the hours. Tech Talk time now on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan's going to take a deep breath from chastising me for what I had for dinner last night and get into Tech Talk.
Fish at a diner. Yeah, that's smart.
Fish at a diner. It was very good. I liked it. Okay, so now there's a warning here from us to Russia. What's this all about?
Well, the U.S. intelligence community has warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to infiltrate computer networks belonging to our Department of Defense contractors, and they're trying to steal information on weapons technologies. Now, the good thing is...
Let's just blow Russia up. Why do we just go blow it up? God,
well, yeah, I mean, these are state-sponsored cyber attacks. They've made several intrusion attempts between January of 2020 and this month. It's been going on for two straight years. The good news is, for the most part, we have been able to catch them in the act, and they have not gotten into, you know, classified stuff. However, they have acquired emails, sensitive and unclassified information, and export-controlled technology owned by our government contractors. So this is you know, going back to, I think it was day one, practically, of Biden taking office, and he warned all of our government contractors, you've got 6 months to plug up the holes, because cybersecurity is going to be the number one thing that we need to worry about when it comes to Russia. Well, here we are, you know, a year later, and not everybody has updated their cybersecurity at these agencies. And this is the result. So this is exactly why...
Hello.
Well, as contractors, their job is making weapons or making other things. Their jobs aren't actually cybersecurity. But what the FBI and the National Security Agency has said is it needs to become a part of your everyday life. And so many companies are dealing with this right now. We know Microsoft had that massive hack. And so they've had to come up with all kinds of patches. And so they essentially the targeted companies are involved with weapons and missile development, vehicle and aircraft design, software development, information technologies, data analytics, and logistics. And so the hackers have been very consistent. And so they've actually, in some cases, some contractors who have had good cybersecurity have said that it's been consistent for 6 months, like relentless, just trying to hack into their systems. And so
I think we should just, I mean, if we can't blow them up, economic sanctions galore on the Russians. Just shut them down.
The problem, though, is, yes, that would certainly
hit. It's a great tool.
It is a great tool. However, you know, there are entire farms, they call them farms, it's entire farms of Russian hackers and bots, and they're just, that's all they do. It's all day long. It's like the Chinese just, you know, are constantly running Bitcoin farms, and the Russians are just doing hacking. And you're never going to be able to stop that. They don't have to pay them. It costs them nothing. It's just, whether Edward Snowden is behind it, I know you and I often agree on that, that there's, it's too suspicious that he's there living this wonderful carefree life and all these hacking incidents are happening. But
2 and 2 is still 4.
Exactly.
All right, February. February is a month of falling in and out of love, a lot of people think. And if you're going through a breakup, maybe time for a digital breakup to untangle all of the ways your digital life was wrapped up with your ex. Here's Mariah Haberman.
If this Valentine's Day ended in "it's not you, it's me" instead of chocolates and roses, then it's time to tackle a digital separation. Emma McGowan, privacy and security expert and senior writer at Avast, has some tips to get you through it.
From shared pins and passwords to commingled Netflix and cloud accounts, our relationships are more digitally connected than ever before. So while a complete wipe of your ex's presence on social media is usually the first step in a clean break, it's important to think through all of the ways your digital life may be intertwined with your ex.
And there are some things you might forget.
For example, your ex might have access to your internet-connected devices, like a video doorbell or smart thermostat. Also remember to check location sharing on your phone and shared Google accounts. Small steps such as these are often overlooked, but will lead to a cleaner break in the long term.
For more information on how to protect yourself, go to Avast.com.
All right, what about Wi-Fi devices and how much they're being used?
Yeah, more than ever. So nearly 1 billion devices, Wi-Fi devices, in Comcast Internet customer service households connected to Wi-Fi in 2021. That's a lot of people connected. And so the data load that Wi-Fi networks carry is only expected to increase as the use of connected devices for health monitoring, streaming, and smart home tech grows. So by the number of devices connected to Comcast Wi-Fi, the households increased 12 times over from 2018 to 21, and 39 times over for the health category, smartwatches, wow, fitness trackers, and gaming consoles.
There you go. Yeah. All right, lots of power there, for sure. There are an overview, a couple of three overviews of what's going on in the world of technology, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.